Tā tērī, dāpa tēn mōgā chāk mō tō, shā lōgā sīnī shimā tō.
So, today we won't have any preliminary chanting.
Tēyātā gādē gādē pārā gādē pārā sāṁ gādē mūdē sō. Tēyātā gādē gādē pārā gādē pārā sāṁ gādē mūdē sō. Tēyātā gādē gādē pārā gādē pārā sāṁ gādē mūdē sō. Māsāṁ jūmī shīrā pārā jī mājī mīngā nāngē mō. Sōsō rārī shī jī vādī sōṁ jēvē yīmā chāntē lō. Nyendē shī vādā nōṁ kūshī nī jī nī Jidendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendend 야다 어 샤디 렉자케 나로리아 다르마 세임바레 제니다 벽에 나로리아 쳇세 자상가데디 다르마스나 짐바 짐밤 지 나페지 껴버린 루머로 왔단 단 짐바 강 짐바레스다나 지 다 동네기 에 동네 다 동네래 껴봐 동네래 타왔어 봐 다 네 벽에 나라리야 최세하게 거하디 최대 대인 말이 주주 담배 대인 말이 네 야호도가 저상하다 동네래 껴봤는데 동네기 교 심규 못해왔대 교월 쬐야 마타과제 타고 쬐야 주주당야가 되는지 이번에 근데 굳이 야구도가
Now the when we speak of spirituality the Sanskrit term that is being translated as spirituality or religion is dharma and the Tibetan equivalent is chö And etymologically, the Sanskrit term dharma has a connotation of sustaining something or upholding something. Therefore, the term has a connotation of being protecting from something. And so what the idea, the essence of the notion of spirituality is to protect the individual from suffering, giving freedom from suffering. So built into the very etymology of the term dharma is that notion of, you know, providing freedom or protection from suffering. And the Tibetan term, chö, has the connotation of changing or transformation. And this, I think, is very beautiful because what is being implied in the very notion of spirituality is the idea that the individual is being transformed from you know, at the level of one's mind, thoughts and emotions from the factors and the conditions that give rise to suffering from an undisciplined, untamed state of mind to a tamed, disciplined state of mind. So this notion of transformation is built in the very etymology of the Tibetan term chö, which I think is helpful to reflect upon.
자자가 지르인 실라베이나 패진 너들 랑그르시버 임베 너들 랑그르시버 나라리아 파이 텍다 상베 텍 디신토니 가이나다 지 야고동들이 년적의 태과 랑산제의 태과 전주세베 태과 쓰네 에네 샘쟁기 남도 단 담면다 지신 내지 발라 에네 태과리아 세바 요마를 써야 되는지 표시 용어예요. 세상아, 혐의 태과 써야 돼. 또, 이니, 폐지, 쌤배, 미지띠, 링리야, 지금 쌤 두어, 쌤 쉬워. 친질로 지레도가 로 양다고 지레도가 딱제체 로 강다 강이네 친질로 인데 맨스야 되게 로 되게 진단기 유디 턴려야 내 여도 매 다 디삼당고요 자 디디 이마 인도 자네 다도 진베 로 되게 진단기 유 딱도 두버지 다 자 다 된대지 랑 지가 랑제 두버 된대도 지기 다 된대지 여다 매 잡아챈 디 잡아챈도 자네 디 요마레스 잡아챈은 니 좀 해대버 지기 예 잡아챈은 니 좀 해대버 지기 쟤는 내버도 니 고야 지기 아니 쟤는 많이 벗거돌라 죄식을 못하게 내버 임바래 쟤나야 니 좀 해버 지금 이나 그러나 애는 쟤는 많이 벗삼게 내버 적은 말봐 이제 대역한시 얘는 주주 대자연도 내버도 니 고야 지기 임바 이나 자 페르사지 페르 캄보디아 나올래 페르 란진지 얘는 자는 내버도 니고 그러다 그 니고 그래 뒷자네 많이 배워도 올라 란지 여바 키기야 다 뒤는 나올래 페 무참무 성사 참무시 얘라지 자네 많이 배웠다는 게 다져 도움도 와 코지 참으로 제시해. 그 남산지 니트야 맹인지, 그 용식으로야. 자, 어디 디디스토리지? 자, 니네 이두산에, 리버컨식, 너트마누스, 쟤는 너트마누스 대하지, 얘는 니에버로, 헤어지라. 아니, 그 타시안도 도사매드버지. 아니, 쟤는 많이 베크도로 리버틱 내용이야. 근데 이번 이두산에, 좀 된데, 슈루 나올라, 다음에 봤어야 하기. 가서 계시 중화. 다음에 봤어야 하기. 감염도 영어래. 다 내봤어야 뒤 가서 우리 그게 냠린 시간이 될 때네 다 내베 되려야 냠린 제베 리불라 다도 짐바티 더하니 다도 짐바 메소에 니그기 생기 연달라 자와스 타르바스인 샤샤 다 딘바리 자 드리면 인도산에 상제베 최기 두지기 뚱내래 다 타르웨 땡도 타르웨 아니 타르바세야지 다 타르웨 캐브라 지 타르바 무디구시문 알올레 타르바 되게 예바레 타르바 되었삼 거다 투모로 저기 열지 다 타르베 캐브라 다다 거다 다도 짐바디 아니 뉴몽게 자왈 샤니 뉴몽게 자왈 문지샤니 대빵베 타르바 디봉시 뒤에 다 매버 떡배 람라 때네 둬야지 어디 뒤에는 상제배 다 최 되는 짐벌
So when we speak of spirituality or dharma in general we can apply this term dharma to all forms of spiritual traditions and teachings because all of these spiritual teachings contain the essence of dharma which is the this spiritual transformation and protecting the individual from suffering. Therefore, in Lanka Avatara Sutra, Descent into Lanka Sutra, the Buddha speaks of different types of yanas or vehicles. He talks about the vehicle for the humans and the gods. He talks about the Brahma vehicle, the pristine vehicle, and he talks about the vehicle of the disciples, the self-enlightened beings, and the vehicles of the Bodhisattvas. So he speaks about diversity of vehicles, and at one point in Lanka Avatara Sutra, Buddha in fact explicitly states that so long as the diversity of mental dispositions of human beings exist, so long as such, you know, a huge diversity of mentalities and thoughts and emotions of the human beings exist, they will exist. Such similarly diverse spiritual vehicles, yanas. And so when we look at the distinctions of these different types of vehicles, Lanka Avatara Sutra speaks of, such as the human and the deva or the god's vehicles, here the vehicle or the spirituality or dharma is understood primarily within the framework of moral life, morality of an individual seeking happiness within a single lifetime. So all the spiritual practices and moral and ethical practices that are aimed at and that is relevant to the fulfillment of this spiritual aspiration to live a sound, ethical and happy life within a single lifetime, these set of practices are referred to in the Langavatara Sutra as the vehicles of the humans and the gods. Then you have vehicles of the Brahma vehicle, the pristine vehicle. And here, the notion of spirituality and dharma is slightly more advanced. And here, not only is the individual, the spiritual practitioner, seeking a freedom from immediate suffering, but also is seeking a freedom from sensations of pleasure as well. So in a sense, the individual is seeking a state of being that is beyond the dichotomies of painful and pleasurable experiences and seeking a much more equanimous state of being. And so the practices such as single-pointedness of mind and meditative practices such as the various levels of form and formless meditations become part of the spiritual practices aimed at gaining that kind of state of existence. And this is referred to as the Brahma vehicle or the pristine vehicle, where the primary objective is to attain a state of being that transcends the dichotomies of painful and pleasurable sensations of feeling. And then you have the disciples' vehicle, the vehicle of the Pratyeka Buddha, the self-enlightened ones, and the Bodhisattvas. All of these belong to what could be called the Dharma of the Buddha, the Buddha Dharma. So then the question is, what characterizes a Dharma as the Buddha Dharma, you know, the teaching of the Buddha, the vehicle of the Buddha? Now here, the key defining characteristic of the Buddha Dharma is a very profound understanding of the nature of suffering. The nature of suffering, not only in terms of evident, obvious experiences of painful sensations, but also not simply changeable sufferings which conventionally we identify as pleasurable and happiness, but which tends to, you know, culminate in a form of dissatisfaction. But even beyond that, in Buddhism, there is an understanding that the very fact of our existence, which is conditioned by karma and which is kind of, you know, subject to the power of ignorance, this very unenlightened existence conditioned by karma and afflictions is a form of suffering. And so recognition of suffering at that level, known as the suffering of conditioning, is crucial for understanding the notion of spirituality and dharma in the Buddhist context. And the dharma and the spirituality in the Buddhist context is a method or way which would enable the individual to transcend that level of suffering. So in order to engage in such dharmas and practice, the crucial factor is to have a deeper understanding and recognition of our nature of suffering, our existence as being subject to suffering. Therefore, it becomes very important to have a deeper understanding of how karma and afflictions underlies our very existence. And therefore, most importantly, one needs to have a deeper understanding of the destructive nature of afflictions and find a way of dealing with afflictions. So, and at the root of all of these afflictions, according to the Buddha, is a deeply ingrained grasping at a sense of self, a self possessing some kind of true, intrinsic, discrete reality, independent reality. So, for example, Dharmakirti states in Pramana Vatika, exposition of valid cognition, where he says that when there is the notion of self, then the notion of other comes, you know, arises. And when this discrimination is made between self and others, then discriminating emotions such as attachment and aversion arises. And from this, then the whole hosts of problems and sufferings arises. Now what Dharmakirti is saying here is not to reject The conventional distinction of self and others, yes, the conventional distinction of self and others exists. What he is rejecting here is the validity of this very deeply ingrained, strongly grasped at notion of some kind of independent self. And when you have that kind of strong grasping at self, then, you know, automatically, you know, you would label those that are kind of, you know, opposite to you, to your own being as the other, as a contrast, kind of a point of difference from yourself. And when that kind of sharp dichotomy is created between an independent self and independent other, then of course the natural instinctual emotional reaction would be a strong attachment and clinging to those that belong to you and your side, and a sense of aversion and a feeling of kind of a threat towards that are that belong to what you regard as independent other. And then on that basis, all of the kind of negative afflictions arises. So this is what is being rejected here. Therefore, in the Buddha Dharma, it is not adequate simply to recognize the destructive nature of our gross levels of emotion, such as extreme attachment and anger, but also it is crucial to recognize the destructive nature of the underlying root, which is the grasping at self-existence. And so this is the basic ignorance. And so the question is, how do we counter this? And here, because ignorance is a state of mind, the only way in which you can counter that is to cultivate a directly opposing perspective. The way in which, you know, the antidotes are applied in the mental domain is to cultivate the opposing perspectives. So since ignorance grasps at independent self, inherently existing self, the antidote to that would be to cultivate a perspective that would directly see through the delusion of that ignorance and cultivate insight into the absence of self. You know, there is no self. And so, because if there is such an independent self as we assume, then when we critically analyze and examine into the nature of our own existence, you know, such independently existing discrete self should be findable. But no matter how deeply you inquire into the nature of our existence, no such independently real discrete self can be found. And it is on this basis in Buddhism we conclude that there is no such self that is independently real and discrete. And here it is, of course, generally, just because one cannot find does not mean that something does not exist. But where there is a kind of a convergence between, sometimes there is a coincidence between not finding and its absence. When, for example, like in this hall, you know, if there were to be an elephant, we should be able to find it. And then when we don't see an elephant in this room, in this hall, we can safely conclude that there is no elephant in this room. Because the fact, which is the elephant, is such that if it is here, you know, we should be able to see it. On the other hand, just because we don't see, you know, small microbes in this hall with our naked eyes, we cannot then conclude that these things don't exist in this hall. Because the nature of these subtle sentient beings are such that even if they exist, you know, they will not be visible to our naked eye. Similarly, in the case of truly independent, real, inherent self, you know, if it is real and if it is existence, the more we critically search for it, we should be able to find it. But no matter how deeply we inquire, we do not find it. Therefore, we conclude that no such self exists. And this insight into the absence of such selfhood would act as an antidote that would directly counter the perspectives of the ignorance, and this is how it will lead to a liberation. And this liberation, moksha or nirvana, is the unique understanding of the Buddhist notion of salvation, Buddhist notion of liberation. Generally, the notion of moksha or liberation is something that is found commonly in most of the ancient Indian the spiritual traditions. But what is unique about the Buddhist kind of, you know, definition of a moksha or liberation is the liberation that is characterized by the cessation of the afflictions and particularly their root, which is the ignorance grasping at self-existence. And this is the unique way of understanding of the Buddhist notion of liberation, and all the methods and the path that lead to that attainment is the Buddha Dharma, the Dharma in the Buddhist sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 那 조지 어나 지가다 삶이 태과 내 손지 제주선배 태과 밝게 태과들이 엔다 지금 처음에 열에 또 처음에 열지리 다음에 남자 타락하는 시합이나 처음에 열지리 또 드리 이르산에 에네 엔드리그 남자만고 요가스케미도 약슈디 인디 텐션 두마르 베슬라베이나 약슈디 냐샨 두마르 베슬라브나 디베지 마레 십제베 나 디송야레 당에 측제 들어오면 되 단다디 에니 뒤제 캄드 메베 캐발레 거실레 에니 다도 템바디 편도 차요레스 다 여벌 템바디 편도 차요레스 드네 요레 마나도 넘기 숭균라에 직도 상제의 동의 인사하게 순수요래. 나오 냠베 다 가당나 지금 풍불로 왕주겐기. 다디 직도 라파를 쳐보면 풍불로 왕주겐기 저것들 나치 축투버시 나도 로로 실기요래. 샤원난 신기 나오 냠베 로테 에디 동해래 다 탄다 삼바다 제네 대화 탄다 삼베 그냥 대화 당연하지 용도와 그래서 이 인도산에 전제대병 아대기 딱고 내 당고백을 시합해이나 증거식을 전제기 삼바디 남기 중두기 로지야리야 편도 연구야리 이 인도산에 직도 상지기 동인 그래서 와 양 로또스 야지 정읍은 내설라 나나 맞든도 진에 다른 신기 지금 저유 차단께서 유 변에 차고께서 유 된도 진에 아니 어 당해배 차고께서 산배배 님이로 아 삼다네 미도고로 검 제배이나 이 거래요 말이스 운동아 변에 변에 주매 지금 그게 다 주매 주셔버지 드리지기다 미칠이야 미네 디 템버 셴네 디 턴도 여더버지베 셴네 아니 대지기다 메자와다 지 미다와다 동해와 상담아 그렇게 염을사지 우면할 여봐 도지기 롱타네 어디 뒤서르지 에 제사가 에 뒤제 캄다 메바 소솔 뒤네 리그시 그 몸에 미칠이 임베이나 그래 캄다 뒤네 리시 다도 여러 때에 다와도 되지 편도 채용아 임벌이 다 규 양지 규 현실 온도 차례이나 된된데에 가서 우리 친지로하게 로지 실시하게 타라 에니지 지 미다고 동해원 좀 공부 있네 대성 그 편도 요구 말할 수 있는 송대야 지원되기 아래 그래서 대성도 말세베 상제베 중도랑 나를 차시하네 에니 우마베 좀더디 섭슈제디 우마베 따와디 섭슈제디 이네 좀된데게 전당게 좀더마와 용서로게 우메 따와 롤 미출체네 자디데 인두 리시 아니 우메 따와로 때나 친지로가 따와디네 에 가서 우리 그게 편도체 연구하라라 편도체 예배 이르산에 좀된데 땀번 니기 우마베 따와로 때디 친지로가 따와디네 좀된데 니기 거래와 송도가 다들 이르산에 좀 된대게 더 공부 되제디 수업이 공부 되제디 이는 수업을 공부 말했으니 여쭤봐야 책도가 다들 이르산에 야 야니 시하고 소나 그게 편도 시중 삼다네 랜다 말한 삼다는 조조레 마도 랜다 말한 그 삼로 마당 삼로 마당아 어떻게 약속했어요? 로트야 가고 자르셔.
Next, then the question could be raised if, you know, then, you know, if the Buddha has taught all these diverse spiritual vehicles, and since there is within the notion of this diversity of spiritual notions, spiritual vehicles, at least in the Buddhist sense, there seems to be a certain hierarchy. For example, compared to the human and the God's vehicles, the pristine vehicle seems to be more advanced. Compared to that, the disciples' vehicles are more advanced. Compared to that, the self-enlightened ones, finally the Bodhisattva vehicle is, you know, understood to be the most advanced. If that is the case, why didn't Buddha teach right from the beginning only one vehicle that is the best, the highest, and most advanced vehicle, and, you know, forget about all the others and diverse vehicles? That is a valid question one could raise. But here, one has to take into account the skillful means approach of the Buddha. In fact, in Aryadeva's 400 stanzas, he states that there are instances and occasions where the instead of teaching of no self, a teaching of self-existence is in fact more beneficial and more appropriate in certain contexts and occasions. So, and in fact, there is also a sutra where Buddha states that grasping at I am, this egoistic grasping at I am is in fact like the bone that give rise to the embodiment of the fully enlightened being. So what the Buddha is pointing out is that in some cases, for some spiritual practitioners, in fact, this strong grasping at a discrete ego can serve as the basis for cultivating a strong compassion, cultivating strong aspiration to seek liberation, because there is a sense of selfhood, that is a robust sense of selfhood that can serve as the basis to then, you know, look at other sentient beings and truly, you know, connect with their suffering and empathize with their suffering on the basis of, you know, viewing these other sentient beings as possessing inherently real separatedness. So, you know, Buddha acknowledges this possibility. And in fact, there is one sutra where Buddha explains that in some context and for some individuals, you know, when you are cultivating and enhancing your meditation on impermanence and so on, and particularly meditation on compassion, viewing other sentient beings who are the objects of your compassion, who are the who are caught in the network of sufferings, it is unhelpful for such practitioners to view them as illusion-like, because that would undermine the kind of the reality and the gravity of the suffering that they are experiencing. So, however, in some context, for more advanced practitioners, Buddha has emphasized the need to ground one's compassion in the recognition of the illusion-like nature of other sentient beings. So the point here is, it is important to recognize that the Buddha has taught diverse spiritual approaches, and all of this is aimed at, you know, what is most the suitable and beneficial approach in a given context with respect to a given individual, you know, taking into account the mentality and the spiritual inclinations and the level of, you know, mental faculty of that practitioner. And and also within the Buddhist fold, Buddhist schools, you know, although the philosophical standpoint of the middle way school, Madhyamaka, is recognized to be the most advanced and final standpoint of the Buddha, and there are teachings taught that are in consonant with other Buddhist schools, the lower Buddhist schools, and all of these philosophical teachings were taught by one and the same teacher. So the Buddha, although, you know, from the Madhyamaka point of view, from the middle way school point of view, although the Buddha's own personal final standpoint is that of the philosophy of emptiness, however, for the benefit of many of his other followers, he has taught teachings that are actually contrary to the Madhyamaka the middle way philosophy standpoint. So therefore, a distinction is made between the standpoint of the specific teaching and the standpoint of the teacher, the speaker of that teaching. So there could be a certain teachings which may represent the subject matter of that particular set of teachings, but it need not necessarily reflect the final standpoint of the teacher who is giving those teachings. So such distinctions are made. So the point I'm making is that when it comes to the question of what is the best spiritual approach, this is a question that cannot be answered independently on its own. This question of what is the best spiritual approach has to be understood only in relation to an individual context. You know, what is the best spiritual approach to a given individual? Taking into account his or her inclination, mentality, faculties, and so on. So therefore, the question would have to be answered, the best spiritual approach for an individual is that spiritual approach which is most suitable and which is most effective. And that's the only way in which we can, you know, evaluate the quality of the teaching. So now we can take this experience of the Buddhist perspective on the multiplicity of spiritual approaches, then extend that to other traditions as well. For example, within the spiritual traditions of the world, there are the theistic teachings and non-theistic teachings. And the Buddhist teaching is that where the understanding of the origination of everything is really presented in terms of the simple law of cause and effects of dependent origination. And the perspective, the philosophical perspective on the origination of everything is that of what is called disconditionedness or mere conditionality. And so within this notion of causes and conditions alone, the origination of everything is understood. However, for some individuals, this approach may be most effective and beneficial, but for some other individuals, the approach of spiritual teachings that are grounded upon the principle of faith being that towards a creator may be more effective. So just as within the Buddha's own teaching, there were contrary teachings presented, both on the basis of no self and on the basis of self-existence, which are in relation to the need of the practitioner. Similarly, between both theistic and non-theistic teachings, for some, the theistic approach will be more beneficial and effective. For some, the non-theistic approach will be more beneficial and effective. Therefore, for the benefit of the sentient beings, we need both theistic teachings and non-theistic teachings, and they will benefit for both approaches.
자자가다 직사는데 취지 삼으로 매일 편도 여태부터 직구 자영도 와 감도 매번 나서고에 다 가서 우리 그게 미 겨울라 애니 탑럼 단다 매라 여태부터 거고도 와
So, from this, if you view at different religious teachings from this perspective, then you will recognize that they are all equal in so far as their effectiveness in benefiting sentient beings are concerned. They are all equal. And also, because of their diversity, because of their diverse approaches, these teachings can serve much more varieties of human beings.
다전에 디시아도 에네 에 나는 삼월로 다 디기 되면 단다리 동해 문제가 단다리 다 동해 세야 다 디기 두야지 무슨은 다게 디기 있잖니 에 엔 최고야 민도 슬라베이나 다 최세야 디기 나 동해 세야 다 대화 두야 그러실 판다야 슬라나 이제 담바래 좋아 떠지 동해 옆에 거둘러 최세니 좋아 야 말해 좋아 내나 어답해 진지르샤 간답해 지금 가난집에 미치 지금 튕긴다 시험받다 지금 딘데기 겜베 강에 태대야 빼는 점을 디간리야 유수 시부시 잡아 여대봐 나가는 시기 지금 내 나도 담에다 여대봐 빼는 강에 뒤 최시고 타는 세 동부도 가 땡외부 타는 두부도 가 강에 세야 자 외부 고도 와 다양 무부치고기 강에 디디 세토그로 베슬럽나 디에 말해야 미 존데 축부 도구 강에 뛰는 매등에 든데 야 쌤 투 대버 든데 야 영원되게 도와 자 딱 그 강에 디 도구 그 폼베 에네 강에 멤버 강에 신다시 도와 강에 디 무유 돈에 세토그로 도와 진드지기다 강에면다 니 영야티 가레슬럽나 마란주 리알 류다 셈세니 다 셈그 모온 조다다 셈 강레 중모주 세야데 녀도 섭시다데 디샤과 겜도 디바 녀데나 로모가 체체 지단 샤베이네 마란돌이야 두시도가 소화도가 두시도 소화 영야티 유 직베 직베지 예베 인자 그 두신 비와레 달라테네 아니 소원담들 용되게 요아리 자 드림이 인도자네 류드셈니도와 자다 류기 소 류솔을 땐데베 다시 공에 셔버드 테디 류왕이 켜데베 수구도와 류로 류왕 지신도스네 셔베 인도자네 지 숙 숙이도 오묘를 땐네 지 이츠무 용야 이츠무 좀 용대야 다냐마니를 땐네 이츠무 용대야 이쯤 무슨 용대야? 즉 다가는 신기 기심 무심, 로심 무심, 렉자 다 가서 우리 그게 이동하든 명하든 되기 때문에 즉 이따 뒤쪽 용대야 망세 패지 류소든 저 때려야 된다. 다 드디어 이제는 그 공해 시에받던 대등에게 뒤쪽 직체 또 패지 류소든 저 이때 뭐 즉 뒤쪽 좀 직체. 다 디두 림바 찍디 조 이룰 땐데베 디두 림바 찍도가 자다 르소라 조 땐데게 이 디두디 너비 튕징 토네 너바깡 투고 왔다 최고가 말해 다 이룰 땐데베 디두 때라 르소기 치지 그게 수로로 속았던데 그 땐베 동네에 총원 모임 봐. 가 디두도 총원 모임 봐. 그래 일루 거란 게 남도 하기 때문에 디두 연대야지 뭐 이들 산에 디 동네 용으로 떠야다 대화 만으로 떠야지 일루 거란 게 때문에 두국에 마도 원비 시백 안에 동네 디두디 떠나 샘대 시부시 여배이나 샘머지 시부시 여배이나 류기 튕긴 상부 거제 여배이네 류기 디기 디기 류솔 대화 디기 샘기 동해 숙성부 여덟 세 도구민도가 시진원 도구민도가 자 드레이 뭐 이러잖아 군이 가가래도가 딱 군이 가가 니 여변 안에 개시 중세배 있나 류속이 동해 디두디 소화 깸부 실주하다 소화 깸부 실주하다 이내 이류 디두디다 돌려나 배지 이룰 땜배 디두디 숙차리샤 류소 미대와 여대바디 일루 대화디 시기는 토야 일루 침바 용기 여나 이 침바 되기 류기 동에 캡사 토야 용구도가 델레 동대 이기 동에 디 류소 대화 파 시기는 토구미도와 근데 이번 인도산에 일루 땡네 즉 디둥 담만데 용대야지 이루 코란 것 간에 다 죽어야지 차용어 인도산에 다 최야 지나래 위아래 그런 거라 가지고 지금 꺼봐본 다 가서 우리 다 출로 참을라기 다 무슨 사과를 받는 지 다 출 사과 사과 있는 가서 한다 다 출로 참을라기 랑랑 그 땀발이 예접수 시야 지다 랑래 누가 채 예접을 지금 유공마지 문제 제네 될래야 롯데지 될래야 아니 소화된다. 자지 주로 사면 나요, 알아봐. 이게 가르친 거였었나? 나랑서 미 누베 라완 댄이 동해지 차인도 산에 다 일류간에 가서 우리 그게 이 모집을 연배 커도라 다 롯데 쪽에서 유공마들이야. 롯데 쪽 연주 아니 러시아서도와. 태도 류기 동해지도 매번 참 못하나요? 삼년 나라, 러시아서 지다. 즉, 삼년 나라, 이츠 모양으로. 이기도 와. 그래서 어디 최사야 되기, 내가 지나는데, 이루 떡배, 땡기, 대도 대답한 저하에 들으시 되셔.
We are all aware that human beings and sentient beings are equal in sharing this fundamental disposition, which is to seek happiness and wish to avoid suffering. And this is a very fundamental natural disposition we all share. And so that the question could be, someone could raise the question that if that is the case, then so far as the fulfillment of this basic aspiration to seek happiness and overcome suffering is concerned, why do we need spirituality? You know, why cannot we, you know, for example, through money, solve all our problem and, you know, fulfill all our aspirations? And here, I think this is a serious question. For example, if someone is suffering from poverty and from hunger, you know, here, religion or spirituality is not going to make any difference. It's not going to, you know, help fill your stomach. Similarly, if you have an illness that is based on kind of a certain physical conditions of your body, again, spirituality or faith is not going to actually help cure that, you know, other than giving you some comfort. Similarly, we also see various problems in human society, such as this huge gap between rich and poor, the profusion of illnesses, the diseases that exist in the world. So there are many of these problems, you know, we cannot solve these through religion or spirituality. For these, you need material facilities, you need money. However, the question is money alone adequate for us human beings to fulfill our aspirations and to overcome our suffering and problems? And here, clearly the answer will have to be no, because human beings, in addition to having the physical body that makes our existence, we also have what is called a mental world. You know, whether or not the world of consciousness exists, you know, what exactly is the final nature of this world of consciousness, it is of course a very problematic a philosophical question. So leaving aside whether or not this mental world enjoys a status independent of our body, the fact remains at the experiential level, we all possess this what is called consciousness and mind. So therefore, when we speak of our experiences of happiness and suffering, our experiences of pain and pleasure, we have to understand it both at the level of our physical body and at the level of our mental, at the mental level, at the level of thoughts and emotions. So many of our experiences tend to be at the physical level, you know, dominated primarily by our sensory experiences. For example, as a result of hearing some, as a result of seeing some forms in front of us, whether they're attractive or appealing or unappealing, we tend to have different sensations related to that. as a result of hearing sounds, pleasant or unpleasant, we have different reactions to them. As a result of similarly smell, tactile sensations, and so on, taste, we have sensory experiences that respond to these stimulus, external stimulus. However, all of these different sensory experiences are permeated by overall our body sensation. So there is, for example, in 400 stanzas of the Middle Way, Aryadeva talks about how body faculty permeates all the other sense faculties. So the point is that all of these sensory experiences occur primarily at the level of our physical body. So many of these experiences are at the sensory level. They are very contingent on our physical bodily existence. However, as human beings, we have various forms of discriminations. Also, we have various forms of sensations. And these experiences of discriminations and sensations really arise on the basis of, us having the subjective experience of consciousness. It is the subjective experience of consciousness that allows us to have these kind of perceptions and sensations in response to the stimulus that we experience in the world. So now, no matter how powerful and dominant these sensory experiences are, if you compare them to the experiences of happiness and suffering at the level of thoughts and emotions, at the mental level, then the mental level experiences are more acute, because for example, if physical level of experience is all there is to it, then those individuals who have excellent material facilities as a result of their wealth, then they should not have any problem. We do see individuals who are materially, completely well provided for, but at the level of, emotions and thoughts, these individuals can be sometimes very unhappy, anxious, and restless, and so this shows that there is a level of experience which is beyond our physical sensations of pain and pleasure, where what matters is the level of experience of happiness and unhappiness at this mental level of thoughts and emotions. And so now, since this experience of happiness and unhappiness at the level of thoughts and emotions occur not so much due to some external stimuli, but rather as the internal processes of our mind, therefore their solutions has to come not from external conditions, but from internal thought processes themselves, thoughts and emotions. And it is in this domain there is a role for spirituality, there is a role for dharma, there is a role for religion. And also we know that, if an individual, even if the individual is on the physical level suffering acute pain as a result of illness or as a result of some unfortunate circumstances, but if the individual has maintained quite a high level of mental calmness and peace of mind, then this mental level peace and calmness can in fact override the physical discomfort. So we can see that the mental level experience at the thoughts and emotions can be more powerful to the point that they can actually override physical discomfort and pain and so on. So it is in this domain of mental level of thoughts and emotions that spirituality or religion has an important role to play. And what one of the things that is common to all the spiritual teachings and traditions is on the part of the individual to have a deep sense of devotion and faith in the teacher of that particular tradition. And also there is a sense of a purpose that transcends the immediate physical existence of the individual. And because of this dimension, where there is a sense of purpose that transcends the immediate boundary of individual's existence, when we go through difficult times, situations where, you know, the conditions and the reasons for one's tragic circumstances may be beyond one's individual rational comprehension. Under such circumstances, the religious practitioners, the spiritual practitioners, then have an ability to entrust their well-being to a higher being or to a higher kind of this meaning, and that in this way, you know, are able to enjoy a greater sense of comfort and greater sense of solace and confidence. And that is one of the marks of a spiritual teaching. So the point I'm making is that, you know, money alone is not going to solve all our problems and fulfill all our aspirations. And you know, there is a need for some form of spiritual approach in one's life. And then the role of the spiritual approach is primarily at this second level, at the level of our thoughts and emotions.
당당배 에 산제베 최기 하고 두모모이베 로단지 되게 레벨에 신기 에 땡진 대번 중앙에서 야기 준제 땡중도 책도 그거와 자상 같다 에 동해서야지 에 그 둘레 중앙에 디지스야지 둘레 중앙에 자데 이게 가사를 가면 럽쇼는 신기 담바시 세송돼야 되기 에 동해 준제직 대화지 준제직 전에 담바시 독수물 봐 자다 디기 가르쳐 온 것을 봐이나 마란졸라 랑게 낭기 행기기 소화 대두 지역에 아니 소화 대화된데 소화 동해 민두배 다 로든지 정신기 여러 이들 자네 다 동해 세트업디 동해기 주디 세제니 동해기 주디 까베 권에 아니 제부 동해 마요야치야 제부 디기디 디 주디 셰베 권에 디 주 탕돌랑체 탕돌랑발 땡에 아니 데베 디기디 땅원도체야 다 디기 멀럼 땅이 두야지 말해 균제 세야디 가사 디두 세야디 라랑기 주단 깬 쌈라 땡에 영어 인상 대구 동해 민두배 동해기 주디 재재니 과거야 주다 디기디 대로 인도자네 디 주디 아 시바체네 재재니 다 두고 그래서 다 대야 탈도 연두 심두원이 대화돼서 지금 송원난 신그 심두나 대화래 심마두나 동해래서 다와 심 탈도 연두 심두 모두 간에 대두 시기가래 다 대두 또 저어디 일류 대두 시기가다 다다 일류 대두 심두와 야고주 중나 최도야 심그 나라리야 디기 중 투야다 될 때네 류솔기 동해 시기년 투야지다 림베 림베기 심투월 때네 류솔 동해 영야기 주디디 바 진용 진용을 치니 탈 류솔 동해 대에 마련하지 네 말이 다 저는 이 말도 사네 상제베 준제 대중 세대야 다 대다 자신 거야 근데 인도 탈도 인도 생투거래 근데 인도 상제베 숨고 나러래야 아니 생가 남샤 먹고 싶을 텐데 생가 생가 남샤 먹고 싶을 텐데 용구 아래 가래슬럽나 생 뒤구도 자네 생 뒤 뭐 뒤 가래 생 뭐 뒤를 시간시 여러 인사 대 오래 당연히 생 뒤 뭐 뒤 슬럽이 연두 다음에 생디 그러셨습니까 루머대래 뒤워도 뭐 뒤워 강래에 뒤도 루머신 말이야 근데 이들 자네 다 생 그 루머대한테 마투에 차야도 가렸으면, 그 깽기 왕기 마투어래. 깽 강하랬으면, 뉴모래. 뉴모스야, 맹코라, 로컹시 깨나, 이루, 디, 머시워스 제게. 텔라 때네, 룡하게 넘주여, 머시워스 제용해. 딘제 때라, 뉴모스라 그래. 자, 딘제 인두산에, 쌤 마투어 제야 돼, 다 가서 마투어 주면 말해. 그 깽기 왕기 마투어래. 깽 가르쳐서는 유무왕 그대. 워낙 쌤 코라, 뉴몽고 랑신도 깨어버렸나? 말해. 쌤 랑신이 으쌰와래. 루머 대합시. 다 워낙 쌤 멋지고 싱게 뉴몽고 컨디션 매버 속으로서나? 쌤 루머 대인바 대치구, 쌤 뉴몽지안라, 드라야라, 개지 지금이도 봐. 가르쌈나? 쌤 루머 대, 가서 랑신이 으쌰와, 인바래 대, 뉴몽고 샹와도 루도 봐. 다 대에 만담바 인데, 딱 가르쌈나? 뉴몽기 겐델로지 쌤이. 겐델로지 시바 쟤쟤. 겐델로지 쌤기 나래야. 공공도 줄여나? 그 겐다 인사? 진단 개와 인데, 대 겐다 도서기 못하고 싶네. 그러더니 매워인 말이야. 다 달라야, 탄남도 쌤남 쌤이. 대박 공부하든, 인지 공부하든, 라바 이나? 쌤남 공부하든, 그럼. 로, 룸어 땡겨, 로, 코라, 대배 모르기, 닝신 모르기. 그래서, 다 메다고 검사야, 다 메고 검사, 루즈자네, 로, 메다고 정신 이인버리, 다 메다고 정신 이인버리, 다 가르쳤을라나, 로, 코라, 다 메다고 정신, 다 메다고 정신, 리디, 그게 핑민도가, 그게 덩신을 잡 핑민도가, 누구민도가, 다 가르쳤을라나, 쌤디, 메다고 정신, 다 메다고 정신, 리디, 팀미쇼가, 쌤 코란 게 다 맵에 턴다, 미닥에 턴디, 진단의 유두체니. 쌤 디, 다 맵에 미닥에 네베체. 네베 턴다, 양나양도 디브체. 디니 콤버체니, 그게 뇨아, 네제로 턴이 뭐 있나? 디 똥다. 아니, 가서 오시, 덩진다. 아니, 다도 좀 이부들라, 네용이 말이. 노단 이래도 와. 나한테 상제비 최고 노단디, 쌤 뒤덮체야. 쌤 뒤덮 뒤덮지 어디 안 되시면 안 신기 쌤을 나눠라 겨워쟁 어다다 민두배 로티 겐다 가리인 버티 쟁이 겐다 뒤야기 아니 민두배 로티 용으로야 다 도스래
so
나와 어떤 뉴스에 대해 다 뒤니라 로니부디 그다 등생 로다 미다고 쓰면 로니부디 진단 겨워래 내셔 내지 차대여래디 이네 디터를 캡으로 가졌으나 미다군 쓰면서 떠나 김재열의 두지열의 두지다 김재열의 인도 그때 봤어 망한다는 쪽에 내가 슉슉슉슉도 돼야지 등생 걸로 떠나 현지 관배왕이 슉슉부여할때 콜로 두지열 말이 근데 인도 그 김재 싸움단이 등생 걸로 슉슉슉슉도 안 나버려 관배왕이 슉슉부여 안 맞아 심도
So, what is unique about the Buddhist approach to spirituality is to really recognize the origination of suffering and happiness as a result of their own corresponding causes and conditions, and the whole spiritual approach is built upon that fundamental recognition of, you know, the conditioned nature of everything. And we spoke about the Four Noble Truths as being at the heart of the Buddha's teachings. And when we spoke about the Four Noble Truths, two sets of cause and effect relations were presented, the suffering and its origin, which is cause and effect, and cessation and the path leading to that cessation, which is another set of cause and effect. So what we find here at the heart of the Buddha's teaching on Four Noble Truths is the fundamental recognition of the law of causality at the heart of the Buddha's understanding of the nature of suffering and its origins and so on. So the idea here is that suffering, which is something that we instinctively do not desire, comes from its own causes and conditions. And happiness, which we all naturally aspire for, also comes from its own causes and conditions. And we furthermore, one of the fundamental dispositions, as pointed out earlier, of all sentient beings is to naturally seek happiness and naturally and instinctually seek to avoid suffering. And therefore, what the Buddha teaches is that if this is the natural disposition, then the way, you know, our very existence is driven by a pursuit to to fulfill this natural aspiration. So the question of, you know, what is the best means of fulfilling this aspiration to avoid suffering, overcome suffering, becomes very important. And here, the Buddha's teaching is to emphasize the need to understand the ways in which suffering arises, what are the causes and the conditions that give rise to suffering. And it is on the basis of understanding the causal relations and the conditions that give rise to suffering that one will be able to then seek to overcome suffering. And the overcoming of suffering can only be effected by bringing about an end to the causal chain, the chain of conditions that lead to suffering. And similarly, the happiness that we all seek for, because it is a result of causes and conditions, therefore, if we wish to truly seek happiness, then we must actively cultivate the conditions that would lead to happiness. So the cultivation of the conditions for happiness and making effort to bring about an end to the causal chain that lead to suffering, you know, becomes the heart of the Buddhist spiritual approach. And there, and therefore, according to the Buddhist spiritual approach, the fulfillment of spiritual aspiration cannot be achieved through simple prayers or by making some wishful thinking, but rather it has to be actively cultivated by actively bringing an end to the causes and conditions of suffering and cultivating the causes and conditions that lead to happiness. And so ultimately, when we speak of bringing an end to the causes and conditions that lead to suffering, we are talking about how to bring an end to the undisciplined state of mind, the factors that make our mind undisciplined and untamed. For example, Buddha states in one of the sutras that a disciplined mind is a source of happiness, or disciplined mind is happiness, and undisciplined mind is suffering. So here, the root cause of our suffering is recognized as the undisciplined nature of our mind. The question then becomes, you know, what makes our states of mind undisciplined? Because in itself, the nature of mind is neutral. And so therefore, you know, our mind does not become undisciplined and untamed, not just for no reason or out of nowhere. It is the circumstances and the conditions, factors that really make what is essentially a neutral phenomenon turn into a non-virtuous, negative, and undisciplined force. And therefore, in Buddhism, there is a recognition that the nature of essential nature of mind is neutral, and it is that of a mere luminosity. It's that of a clear light, and it is the external. It's the circumstances and the conditions that, you know, that turn what is essentially a clear light and neutral state of mind into an undisciplined, destructive forces. And therefore, it is the key practice of a Buddhist spiritual practitioner becomes finding a way to bringing an end to these conditions that make our mind undisciplined and untamed. And this can be done only by cultivating the opposing perspectives, as explained before. For example, you know, although in reality our existence is transient, but instinctively we tend to cling on to certain notion of permanence. And similarly, although there is no independent self within our existence, we tend to assume there is such independent self. So these distortions, such as clinging to permanence, clinging to self-existence, these are distortions which then make our mind undisciplined. And then the way in which we can bring about an end to these conditions is by cultivating their direct opposites, perspectives that would directly oppose them, by cultivating the insight into impermanence and cultivating insight into no self. Therefore, in Buddhist meditation practices, there are different forms of meditation. As in some cases, the meditation would involve taking that object of meditation as a content of one's mind. For example, if we speak of meditating on impermanence or meditating on no self, here it is not adequate simply for our mental states to be impermanent, because they are impermanent, but that is not adequate. What needs to be done is to actually take the impermanence as the content of that mind and cultivate understanding of impermanence and insight into impermanence. Similarly, it is not adequate for our mental states to be devoid of self-existence. We need to take the absence of self-existence or no self as the content of that mental state and cultivate knowledge of that and gain insight into it. On the other hand, there are different other types of meditation. For example, if we say cultivation of love, cultivation of compassion, or cultivation of faith in the Buddha or confidence in the Buddha, here we're not taking these objects of meditation such as compassion confidence as a content, but rather what we are trying to do is we are trying to cultivate our mind as being compassionate, our mind as being that devotional to the Buddha. So these are different types of meditation. Therefore, we need these different approaches. And the key factor is first to have a deeper understanding of the actual practices, then to cultivate familiarity and become habituated to these practices. And then through such prolonged process of habituation and familiarity, then gradually these experiences will have the effect, will have the power to then directly challenge our deeply ingrained distortions, such as clinging to permanence and clinging to self-existence and so on. So the final point that I'm trying to make is to emphasize that the essence of the Buddha's teaching, the spiritual approach, is to transform our mind, turn our mind from an undisciplined state to a disciplined, tamed state of mind. And that is at the heart of the Buddha's spirituality, Buddha Dharma. And then, so given that, say, the insight into impermanence, an insight into no self on the one hand, and clinging to permanence and clinging to self-existence, given that these are, opposing mental states, there are different perspectives of our mind, and the fact that they oppose each other is something that we can understand. Then the question is, what differentiates between the two? What are the contrasts? Now, in the case of clinging to permanence and clinging to grasping at self-existence, although they are very strong, because and their strength comes from our long habituation to these forms of grasping and clinging. However, if you contrast them to the insight, such as insight into impermanence and insight into no self, then you will notice that clinging to permanence and clinging to self-existence have no sound basis. They have no sound basis in any valid experience or reason. And in contrast, insight into impermanence, insight into no self, even though initially they may be weak in terms of their strength, but they are grounded in a sound basis. Therefore, the more you cultivate them, more you cultivate their familiarity, the greater their strength. Therefore, eventually, they will be able to overwhelm and override the opposing forces.
Combat 이 시력 또 가서 오다. 시력 문에 달러리야. 그 가서 오래 그게 심중심을 담은 거 유해되면 안에 시력 제대로 또 제재. 근데 그 가서 참에 모르게 돼야. 패진 인설이. 아들 디니를 잘했나? 나 시험 전화 먹고 싶을 줄 알았지 않네. 사모님한테 누구이면 메신다. 그래서 소중한 게 닝지도 돼야 되고 마도 벌었어. 재산가 닝지 코라 공백왕 그 쇼칠칠 돼야 여러 대 이내 대 짧대 실업 그 좌대전에 로가한테 빼게 해주고 있어요. 실업을 야 그새 봐 싸움 담배 있는 예바 쇼칠칠 칠로 된 거지. 그 참아 깨이도 자네. 나 되게 치질하고 놀이야. 그 쇼칠 그 내 도구하러 와. 매봐 등받을 수 없잖아. 형 그 다 가서 그래. 집니다 지금.
So this distinction between two forms of meditation practices, on the one hand, you have meditation on impermanence and no self, which takes the object of meditation as its content of the mind and focuses on them. On the other, you have different types of meditation, such as cultivation of compassion and cultivation of faith and so on. And here, the difference is that when you cultivate compassion, you are not taking compassion as a focus of your meditation, object of your meditation and looking upon it, but rather you are trying to cultivate your own state of mind as being compassionate. So there is a difference between the two. Therefore, in the first instance, the role of insight and wisdom becomes primary, because what you are doing is you are cultivating deep, you know, understanding of impermanence. You're cultivating deep insight into impermanence and no self, and to the point where you become deeply convinced of its truth, and then that truth, through constant familiarity, becomes an instance of knowledge. And this knowledge initially may be inferential, but eventually through familiarization, one gains deeper insight and has an effect to be able to undermine its opposing forces. So here, the key role is being played by wisdom component or the faculty of insight. In Buddhist psychology, one makes distinctions between various mental factors which are defined in terms of their functions. And among these mental factors, one of the mental factors is wisdom. So in these kind of practices, this faculty of wisdom or insight has the key role in developing one's meditative practice. In contrast, you have practices such as compassion and loving kindness and so on. There, when you cultivate love, when you cultivate compassion, you are not developing an insight into a nature of something, but rather faith and compassion. When you are cultivating faith or compassion and loving kindness, you are not cultivating an insight into a nature of reality, but rather you are cultivating a state of mind primarily in the form of an aspiration or a yearning. So it's more of it's a less cognitive state of mind. It's more in themselves, they are not, the role of insight is not crucial. The primary role being played by is the mental faculty of aspiration and yearning. And so in themselves, they're kind of slightly softish. They are not that, they don't have the strength of a wisdom. Therefore, when cultivating this aspect of the practices, such as love, compassion, and faith, it is crucial in the Buddhist context to complement them with the faculty of wisdom, so that your practices of compassion is reinforced by the wisdom component as well. And in fact, the stronger the reinforcement of wisdom, the more enhanced and profound your experience of compassion will be.
뒤에 사무사도 와. 다 방샤. 아다 한다. 로디디기 도초. 나 그 겐데 미팅이 살이야. 다 뇽몽디디 나로다. 야. 가서 그랬잖아. 나 대샤다. 샤다한다. 즉사들 제디. 에. 에. 때민이 뇽몽직제. 다드네 직다 타르다 자르드네기 록다 드르테디 또 따오르기베뉴모 제니 시르뉴모제 그 유텔라 네바탐나 창댕이지 제가 때민뉴모다 따오르기베뉴모 시르뉴모제 이 투철을 띠고 접절을 띠 시르뉴 모자리 배지 접절이샤 자 상가 딘데 인데 디 냠부띠 다 시르디 띠 배지 또 챘면은 상태인데 자 딘데 인데 냠볼이야 대산으로 니체니 순진배 냠부사야지다 뽕 냠부사야지 챘고도 와 이 샤당게 냠볼라 참바곰 대사게 냠볼라 미두고곰이야 띠디기 리시 파스지나야지 마도 그 따오는 뽕야지 지가 말이야. 그래서 내 인도자니 내는 차단 걸로 그때 그게 지금 차단 걸로 빼 쑥 잡으러 지금 빼 알았어 알았어 대부로 여대바 티 파 내니 순진 봐서야지 그 순진이냐 뭐. 딱 뽕이냐 보셔야지 뇨모 난게 그때 싫은 뇨모제 뒤뒤게 그 따오로 채용 인도자니 대래야 뇌용에 뒤 냠불 차디 먹음 모임바. 다 먹어도 두부로 모임바. 거라 치지 말라고 그냥 예반 대형이 싫어지. 참아지기. 어다 되기 아니 뻔히 묻히기 어렸을 때 다시 인사해. 그래서 이거 막 콜 대응도 지금 도가 돼.
So we can see a similar distinction in the category of afflictions as well, which is the opposing forces that spiritual practitioners are trying to overcome and eliminate. So within the category of afflictions, there is one class of afflictions which are more cognitively oriented, such as egoistic grasping at self-existence or grasping at extremes of absolutism or nihilism or wrong views. So these generally are characterized as afflicted intelligence, the forms of intelligence that are afflicted. On the other hand, you have another class of afflictions such as attachment, craving, aversion, anger, and so on. And these are less cognitively oriented. And so within the class of afflictions, we can see two principal categories. And so between these two, the more cognitively oriented afflictions are really thought to be more dangerous and graver, because when they influence our perceptions of the world, they tend to distort our understanding of reality, and therefore their immediate direct antidote is wisdom, the cultivation of wisdom and insight into the nature of reality. And whereas when we look at the less cognitively oriented afflictions such as attachment, craving, aversion, and so on, you can apply different antidotes such as loving kindness meditation to counter hatred and anger, meditation upon impurity of our body to counter a strong attachment, and so on. However, in the Buddhist literature, within the antidotes, a distinction is made between kind of immediate antidotes that primarily function as a role of undermining the corresponding afflictions, and then eradicating antidotes. So the specific antidotes, such as meditation on loving kindness to counter anger and hatred, these are more like the immediate antidotes that undermine and suppress the corresponding afflictions, but they don't have the power to eradicate them. Whereas the wisdom into the no-self, the wisdom, the insight into the no-self is the eradicating antidote. And therefore, in the case of all afflictions, ultimately, it is the cultivation of insight, the wisdom, that will enable us to eradicate these afflictions.
No, yeah, da. Dia da nang ju da ngo zhe su zhe. Tu ju de guo su de. Nian la de ngo zhe de gu men zhe sheng.
So this is in a sense a kind of a short introduction to the basic approach of spirituality in the Buddhist sense, and although it did take up a fair bit of time, I thought it might be helpful to have that before the reading of the text. So
we read from the text, it's on page 31. Then, to the best at removing the darkness of the minds of the disciples, I made requests to Manjugosha with intense and enduring firm faith in order that the scriptural traditions appear as practical instructions, and I strove in the collection of causes. Having thought about this, my goal has been good. You are very kind, O treasure of holy wisdom. So this stanza alludes to that Tsongkhapa's long-term retreat that he did as a hermit in Wolka, retreat that I explained yesterday. And as a result of this, on the basis of Manjushri's instruction, he went into this long-term retreat and strove very hard to deepen his understanding of the Buddha's teaching, and particularly the teaching on dependent origination and emptiness. And then, as a result, he was able to address all lingering doubts pertaining to the teachings of the Buddha, and pertaining especially to the teachings on emptiness, and was able to actually realize the truth of emptiness. And as I mentioned in San Francisco, where I gave the teaching on Tsongkhapa's In Praise of Dependent Origination, and Tsongkhapa composed that praise hymn to the Buddha as a result of his profound experience of emptiness, during his long-term retreat, when, because of his application of the discriminative awareness and critical inquiry into the Buddha's teaching, particularly on the dependent origination and emptiness, he was able to realize the truth, and on the basis of that, experienced a deeply felt devotion to the Buddha, grounded upon and brought forth by his insight and understanding, discriminative awareness, and composed this poem, which is a praise to him, to the Buddha.
조지, 벽이, 뒤지에 캄다, 몇 번도 뛰네. 자샤베지 페저리 저한테 인도산에 된데 럼림디 아니 자외 아니 슝디 럼림 자외 슝도 가려서나 만다진 샤데야리 시징 슝디 시징 슝부터 가서래 내가 만다진 딱 만다진 나로래야 가다지 만도 지들게 버티디 숨체 그러나 타르지 좋아로 샤샤베기는 민놈 계속 나와 자도 주도선 뒤에 민놈 타자 막 겁니 어디 된 거란 줄 넘는 고민도 전에 대전에 소식 와 뒤에 빵 제마 타자 겁니다 근데 내 만들었음기 양은 든지 현재 남바 숨스대 뒤 넘는 게 한다 콩 뒤에 자야지 숨도가 에 샤야다 어디 전 나로래야 넘는 게 딱 하다 미국 뒤에 그게 숨이야매 몽골이야다 그게 숨제 다 뒤에 수 람기 구름 마쳐야 돈에 받은 양념시단 책이 애니 티셔츠 신발이 근데 얘는 삼윤슝조 퍼진 담바를 샤르 쓰네 내가 갖다 름림 티야 그다음 오늘 가서 우리 벽에 뿌리 타고 세배이나 퍼진 양티 퍼진도 우먼 양티 내내는 딤밍놈 다 땅도 찍는 밍놈 경단디 애니 름림 마자니 티야 해지 뜨고 있어요
The next we read, by striving in that way, in the stages of the path to enlightenment of the successive lineages from Nagarjuna and Asanga, I found an uncommon certainty, thereby the supreme scriptures of the profound and perfections arose as practical instructions. Having thought about this, my goal has been good, you are very kind, O treasure of holy wisdom. In this stanza, Tsongkhapa talks about how he felt that the instructions of the stages of the path to enlightenment ones dawned upon him as the essential instructions of the perfection of wisdom teachings. And so generally when we speak of the stages of the path or lamrim, we speak about the stages of the path pertaining to the vast practice and the stages of the path pertaining to the profound view of emptiness. And with these two different lineages, on the lineage of the profound path, Tsongkhapa relies primarily on Asanga's writings, and with respect to the lineage of the profound view, Tsongkhapa relies on Nagarjuna and his teachings. Although within the vast practice, the specific practice of cultivating bodhicitta, the awakening mind, in terms of exchanging and equalizing self and others, then the principal instruction stems from Nagarjuna. But otherwise, the stages of the path pertaining to the vast practices stem from Asanga. And so the stages of the path instruction in itself was initiated by Atisha, the Indian master Atisha Dipamkara Shirijana, who composed the Lamrim text specifically in order to suit the temperament and spiritual inclinations of the Tibetan people, and the foundational text, the kind of the source of Atisha's Lamrim instructions is Maitreya's Abhisamaya Alamkara, Ornament of Clear Realization. And there are specific sections in Maitreya's text which are often cited as the source for Atisha's instructions. For example, there is a section which deals with the practices at the end, and also there is at the end of the text there is a different ways of subsuming the various stages of the path. So in any way there are specific instances in the sections in the Maitreya's text which are seen as the direct sources for Atisha's instruction on the stages of the path. And and so what Tsongkhapa is saying is that it dawned upon him that the Atisha's teachings on the stages of the path, the Lamrim instructions, was really an instruction that captures the heart of the instruction of the perfection of wisdom teachings. And strictly speaking, before giving Lamrim instructions, stages of the path instructions, the practitioner needs to be first familiar by studying perfection of wisdom texts, and also the middle way philosophy text. And then on the basis of that understanding, then Lamrim instructions should be given, because the Lamrim instruction is a kind of a manual, an instruction to incorporate the key elements of perfection of wisdom and middle way philosophy teachings on the question of how an individual can apply these practices within the context of a single practitioner and on a single seating of a session. So therefore, strictly speaking, Lamrim instructions need to be given on the basis of first having taught the perfection of wisdom and middle way philosophy teachings.
Then, 창조한테는 세매 흉루라 장다 마장 두면 진식도 너단 대중 끊을 세네다 사만 너세네 너면 촬한 거 되셔버지 사만 끊을 되버지 나 전에 대중 반대 촬한 거 되셔베 다 류더보다 최바 양나더보 세네 다 전주 대중 끊을 창조도 죄배 냠네 예배 죄배 냠네 르바 유민셀 잠배 양지 초지 랑보라 촬랑게다 가서 세면슝 도둑도둑인데 망고단 자연에 뒤에 소수고 직수 도미야 매로아 전에는 뭐봐 가사 사막근을 뜨봐 또한 자연도 자네 초지 랑보라 무슨 대장 대는 마원도 로그지 믿든 조르시 순간 나왔자와 참았지 대는 미리마의 표정도 통해 하고라 수지 잡아놔 사막근을 뜨봐 최저대 사만도 최저 사만을 주고 너가 펜셔버 너가 대시죠라 차선에 손대야겠다 최저 직대 사만 남직이 류니바 사만주버 류나러리야 다디 룩중도 오고네 아 자실 때니 아니 사만주버 류니바 사만주버 사만군리 주비 최저 그튼 룩중도기 바 관에 바 때니 남주 던전 녀와 녀라 녀 와라 녀를 녀라래 녀라 라래 어 내가 지금 쇠를 녀로 이 빨마거든 녀로 왔어 남주 던전 녀라 좀 된대 삼을 두신 벨에 대인이 때봐 코너 탄주 중어수 녀봐 띵는 녀배 택니기 태워치 중 니게 남기 내근 지울 지글음네 레코드 템베 하고 가와니 순서를 두는 그런 식으로 주주 템베 때렸어.
So in the next stanza we read, in this northern region, many trained and untrained in the scripture of Pramana have said in one voice. The scripture of Pramana here refers to Pramana Samuchaya, which is the foundational text of Buddhist epistemology composed by Dignag. So in this scripture of Pramana have said in one voice that there exist no stages of practice to progress to enlightenment in the sutra and Dharmakirti's seven sets. However, Manju Ghosha said to Dignaga directly, compose this text on Pramana. In the future period, it will become an eye to all migrators, thus granting verbal permission, making it authentic. Tsongkhapa is pointing out is that those who on the one hand maintain that the Buddhist epistemological text such as Dignaga's Pramana Samuchaya and Dharmakirti's commentarial text such as the seven sets of epistemological text, those who maintain this, these texts do not present any stages of the path to enlightenment, but at the same time maintain that Manju Ghosha, the Manjushri, instructed Dignaga and told him that compose these texts because these will be of great source of benefit to sentient beings in future. So Tsongkhapa is pointing out that this is a contradiction. And because in Dharmakirti's text, the salutation verse of Pramana Samuchaya, Dignaga's text, is developed extensively and explained, for example, in his second chapter of Exposition of Valid Cognition, Pramana Siddhi. In this chapter, Dharmakirti explains extensively the meaning of that salutation verse and presents the validity of the Buddha's teachings in terms of both in the sequential order and in the reversal order as well. So Tsongkhapa writes, I saw that the assertion of others is the worst of illogical statements, And especially when examining into the method, the meaning of the expression of worship of the Pramana Samuchaya, so he's talking about the salutation verse, establishing validity by the forward and reverse orders in the Bhagavan being established as valid for those striving for emancipation, and through that, his teachings alone being the crossing path for those seeking liberation, I found deep certainty. And since integration through the path of reasoning of all essential points of the path of the two vehicles became well evident. Two vehicles here refer to the Mahayana vehicle and the non-Mahayana vehicle. I found a special joy. Having thought about this, my goal has been good. You are very kind, O treasure of holy wisdom.
Tene changsang dodi gen yibu lekwara jade tomi ge sadeng yana ge changsa. Tene chambongkobun dodi gen sadeng jar sadeng kare ding zing shungina. Tene lekwara jade chuishi rinbebe mibum chuishi shungda jendang ge shungun nyamso lembe dambarsha. Ta kata changju simchong kwali ya. Ta changsang dodi gen yi dawa di samsambe dawa sungu yare.
So in the next stanza we read, then I made appropriate strong effort to join well or combine well the two, the Bodhisattva Bhumi and Sutra Alamkara, and thereby the scriptures of the invincible Lord of Dharma, Maitreya, and all the scriptures of his followers appeared as special instructions of practice. So Tsongkhapa is explaining that on the basis of combined study of or interwoven study of Asanga's text, Bodhisattva Levels, Bodhisattva Bhumi, and Maitreya's text, Sutra Alamkara, although their philosophical standpoints of these texts is that of the mind-only school, but with respect to the Bodhisattva's vast, you know, altruistic practices, particularly Bodhisattva Bhumi, Asanga's text, is most extensive and elaborate, and therefore, Tsongkhapa explains that by a combined study of these texts, he was able to appreciate all the collections of writings of Maitreya and his followers as special instructions for a practice.
Thakwar sabji jaji sungrab so dikbe kurim nile lamje ne kuen la nge jire laba kundu la shiwa le labdu che. Labdu la tene gomu lulu ki dodi kuen le tene dodi kuen le tuba so Lulu Luji Shunzhu to maintain Nyamsu Lembe, Rimba Lepers, Leper Tongs, Shunzhu, the Kurdish, which is the Chamber.
So, in the next stanza, we read, especially through its system of arranging the collections of the profound and extensive scriptures, a certainty was bestowed about all essentials of the path, in dependence on compendium of trainings, Shiksha Samuchaya. I saw properly the stages of the practicing, the meanings of many scriptures, many supreme scriptures of Nagarjuna's traditions, such as compendium of sutras, Sutra Samuchaya. So Tsongkhapa is explaining here that on the basis of reading and studying Shantideva's compendium of training, Shiksha Samuchaya, and Nagarjuna's own text, Sutra Samuchaya, compendium of sutras, he was able to fully appreciate the instructional nature of Nagarjuna's collection of writings and that pertain to the teachings on the profound view of emptiness.
No. 따외 출려 증도 마송아 통내 사고를 누르 중로지 삼문 제베 타외 지금네 야다 따원 제베 내 군을 레고르 장데 태송 쳐버려 채 자지 누가 가서 이거 따르야
나
이송아 자 딴 데 걸어 쓴 거를 쓰려나 배우 강생 종래야 상하게 최 탑대 좀 잘 찾아야 돼 사고를 상하 라미게 최 쉬우 탑대 좀 잡아야 돼 자, 근데 인도산에, 변화, 자가 캐베, 슝루 샤샤베, 이나야, 사라할로 쏘고, 대다근 제샤베, 토하. 다가는 신기, 표 강생기, 종기에, 어느 지금, 상하게, 다, 라메기, 다, 냠시베, 띵, 서부, 다, 송 인도산에, 다, 뉴물 헨지집에, 외세기, 뚱니꼬미야, 외세 경단한테 또 쏜 거야. 봐. 내가 외세 돈이 검단 수준인데. 용을 해 줄게. 외세. 냠내셔야 짠든 전에 숨고도가. 도와줘들이. 용을 해 줄게. 외세 짠든 전에 숨고야. 자다 외세 짠든 전에 숨배 거둘이야. 뒤 처식네 조금 권하래. 자다 외세 짠든 전에 권배 내걸이야. 다 제공 해야 돼. 전에 외세 용어지 알려 누구야. 사실 인도산에 조금 관하자. 다들네 뉴메웨세 오미인도산에 어디 가시고 있습니다. 패질 뉴메웨세 전두천에 건배 내걸이야. 패질 시한놈 건배라버래. 시한놈 건배. 랑그 로디 갈래갈래갈래야 차차차 차로 마 가서래 로라고디 마. 제다 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 마 송제 이 시험 공부는 시리샤 제상가 지르한테 돈이 더 배 시르 그 돈이 공부도 자네 데려봐 가서 전원 공부처니 그 지난해 주시는 공부 뭐 되게 되게 중아 뒤직세 당연히 사실마다 이는 게 처절처럼 시네 러이나 비즈도도 통도 비즈다면도도 통도 근데 대신 통제를 올려 대신 놓으시면 뭐라고 했지? 어디 가르도 어디 내가 가르도 어디 내가 가르도 무슨 또 어떤 상태인 것 같아? 세상에 자 드레 인디 다 디 대신 찍시. 나 드네 춘이 고면 내 걸이야. 찔기니 가서 우리 그게 동반이 세한디 쩌바 사다 쳐가지래다. 그다음 저자들은 탄예디 일단 육구도가 육 저거 타다도 타가봐 강도야 뭐두고 뛰 권면 내가 불러 뇌장 찌냐면 좀 봐서 루산에 가서 최대 고주야 오도가 좋아 다 근데 인도산에 아니 떠나 네 그러나 저거 친들 다 마, 어느, 어디, 어디, 더, 택수, 더는 권백급다. 지, 더, 커둘리야, 뉴메, 왜, 새, 짱이야, 더, 도우승, 그, 아래. 지르단에, 조금, 더, 맵시, 조금, 가자. 조금, 짱짱, 마도, 조금, 더, 맵시. 딴, 다가는, 신, 그, 유, 동반, 이, 남샤, 순, 지르단에, 짜바, 타다, 더, 태워, 태라, 르, 지, 민, 지, 뭐, 지, 구주, 선벌이, 르, 동반이 토냠도 즈바이나 동니 장세도 즈냐 저거도 와. 나지 루루 다 루루 야세게 슝주 나로라 사고라 랭댕게 슝구 나로라야. 아니 루루 그 달레만이 샤네미 니네미 좀 뭐 가다 가는 야세다디 메가 뜻띵기 요세니 슝구도 와. 자 나디게 측셔나 맨다레. 메가서 송주 자네 깡사 깡성 그 동상 띵해야지 마도 신나게지 메야다. 텔레션도, 동상으로 샤인, 니 동니 도냐도 진은, 동니 장차도 진대야. 쟤니, 동니를, 가서 우리, 즈베 레야기, 냥가도 와. 안 돼, 이게, 가서. 가서 지나면 민두게 안 돼. 지대는 내버 때려 나면 민두게. 그치? 지 종송아, 동니 진루도 즈베디. 가서 종송아. 자, 지대 인도산에, 동니 딘루든 지야긴 짐바디 소르 메르메 따와세네 다 사실로 나네 야레 거세한테 가래. 이제는 내가 때가 나눠래. 대용기. 자, 어제 인도산에 딱, 다가는 신기, 최저 사변기, 진보충으로 따와 민송대야지. 고야? 폐지당한 듯이야. 양나 외세를 잘해야나? 조금 짱짱도 씁니다. 추탕나? 가서, 추마녀나 탕으로 봐. 추녀가 되버디. 뚜는 더둥 영적이 그러거든. 추녀가 당거나, 뭐 죽으셔도, 샤샤나 갈래, 갈래, 추, 가서 오다, 정신으로, 랜섬, 샐섬, 디야, 갈래, 갈래, 레이머지. 마더, 추, 탕매, 정신으로 레이머지. 자, 코, 뚜니, 탕마파, 탕마차도야, 멘도와. 딘난신, 늉매, 외세, 시아농 거만 넣으신 시아내 코야 원도 주야리야 남도를 내가 맞춰서 제체 그다 진짜 말해 보시는도 다나 가래 가래라 아니 심 참여 양용 깨대야지 용대야 이뭐 이러잖아요 된대기 내가 때네 다 다가는 신기 나 가서 그래 우리 다가는 신기 착신기 착지서 못 건배 그 돌리야 시해봐 소마 맞춰봐. 다 작전 소진 이게 걸리야. 탐해배 씨봐. 지금 소마 맞춰봐. 대강한 로헨네 샤네. 다 티나도 스팀도 와. 재산가 따디 디잉야로 언로라. 저는 소진 샤샤나. 쌤 중년 로송 그 상처가디 언로고도 와. 나 중년 로송 게 상 생그 상처야로 디거블리야 우메 잡아들이 레고야래 봐 커도 디리 잡아 뭐 땅네 아니 무시 건배 커도리야 시아바 소바 맞아 봐 땡행하는 뭐 했니 전 job에 조금 되게 되네다 그래서 저도 제가 정도가 저도 내 이모 이랬다네 바로 젊으시기 흉나러래 리식 동님 메곤 바라서 리식 동님 메곤 바라 아니, 대화, 공부하시니, 정말 대선은, 정말 대선은, 회주 송용이요. 자, 다, 드디어, 네, 찍버리도 와. 코, 찍버리도 와. 근데 인도산에, 다, 동아 숭릉, 영화 망사장, 섭둔 염술련다, 마와나, 딴 데 홉트칼이야, 쉐바, 소마 마셔봐, 탐해베, 쉐뱅하는 것도 헨이, 쉐야지, 뺏지 담은 용의 미지기, 니 고민하 연구로보다. 다 이네 따지고 또 생대지 마대다 내주 가가래 다음에 매봤다 지금 다들 소석겹다 뭔고지 여다 이나 양코라 라마 냠용쟁기 아 라마 미규 뭐냐라 이제 소석겹 이들 붙는 듯이래야 담바 측지기 그로 또 버텨야지 그 영영부 여아래 또 뒤냐면 써야지 영영부 여아래 그 쓴다 잡는다 자 근데 인도 헛갈려야 때배 이나 아니 강연 말로 진한 미시베 따외 출리 정도 마송하스 통네 딱 5단 채널을 봐 5단 채널 되게 넓었네 신기 그래서 조금 친구 아니 가서 그렇게 직과 다 심리 뉴스 채워 다 심리 뉴스 채워 다 직과 권배 내걸리야 못가다 랑신 순두세네. 그러나 리베 랑신 싸워대 순두고 차리체. 대뭐 까다세네. 똥님께 제거대 리베 뭐 까다 임바스다면 나도 죽으면 도와. 그러다 코 까다 임바지 시국도 와. 대 임바 인도산에 까다 랑신 임바 시국 여배 인도산에 쌤뭐라 도전 권병 원로라 쌤 죽는 로송 그 창처야 디거돌이야 루두고 흉난신체네. 동의가 따와 바로도 심에 대박으로 소원이지, 땅을 퍼버, 뭘 땅에, 도도와. 이, 지금 있는다. 그 중, 차지에서 무슨 일을 하네, 지식 신의 고미야지, 죄제 신의 동의 고미야지. 되네 루직 신의 단도 돼. 근데 수구도가. 그래서 이번 인도산에 그때 흉 가속으로 배워 공어마 딕니 차상한 지기 다시 해보지 뭐 좋나? 그 태가 태게 배는 토해. 나 주진기 배는 토해 흉더고 태가 태게 전다 찍쭉 스커돌이야. 고미야로 지 시합에 이나? 어디 안도 숨어야 돼. 내가 더 좋아해. 섭준 냠솔란다 마와나 강야말로 지엔 미시베세. 그때 내 이번 인도산에 아니 루루기 흉리야 미세션이 장바인.
So at this point, it is important to bring back Tsongkhapa's reference to how he studied Nagarjuna's text and the significance of that and the need for that, which we read earlier. Because, for example, we read in this on page 27. We already read that section where Tsongkhapa writes that although I worked with much hardship on the treatises of Sutra and Tantra, when practicing and expounding the meaning of the profound, having seen that I've not gone far beyond the kind of view that has trained in nothing and knows nothing at all. So, and it's important to bring that stanza here because in Tibet, as everybody knows, that the Vajrayana teachings became very
wide. San Francisco and San Francisco That the Yahoo some chicken sent injury and just you know, since chicken, motor rang up and a dozen, Kumduzane, Tisum Nedin Alolia, had the water, Santelli, Seni, Santel Gane, Ribujan Pugu, Remado, some heady Jogosong Marbata. But under the same Jebekulia, has a temper of Torse, some heady joy or Tabesi, some heady or the Chungyore. 다섬 헤드와 대섬실이야 정신리야 문진 세배이나 가고래 이 땡진이야 내만에 이는 가고다 그다음에 섬 헤드 저거로 또 윤구예배이네 녀몽 제배 그돌이야 아 녀몽도 천비 휴세 녀몽 양과단자 아주 배지래 다 상태의 냠용 모두 제배이나 아니 두루구 숨어는 시세니 아니 정신기 리퍼 상대 모두 쟁행게 라마 센데 테바 이나 엔디 믹 딥 제베나 시데스 믹 딥 제소나 딥 체와 쌍기 체와 띠기 사도 숭예 통야려야 규진시다 과 말레스 믹 딥 체와 쌍기 딥 사르다가 숭예 통용으로 와 자상가 뉴메 외세 리베 모 냠뇽 제소나 최 탐지에 대세 시드 신앙 이수 체외 에다다 간다 대 낭차상 콘다 가르스네 뉴메 외세 텔레 샤르상 대 낭차상 대 라바상 그 시트가 진주자네 민섬 따섬 떡배 땅섬 세야지 주인 전화 소원은 시리 패시 연구 여사리 또 천년 중 대도가 엔 등진 능용도가 그래 커도 때 집에 땅을 봐서 쉬고 매나야 그 응원다 제리야 간다지 원조리야 돈이 따와 땅을 펴니 지심 없이 당 무시 관백하도 올라 나 라메기 서울남게 내던 대회터니 눈매 시에바 대개 냠용 때니 들으신 소리
So since in Tibet the teachings of the Vajrayana was so widespread and particularly that of the highest yoga tantra was very widespread and within the teachings of the highest yoga tantra, you have teachings such as the cycle of dohas, songs of saraha, and also many other instructions of highest yoga tantra. And for example, if you look at sarahas, dohas, on the explicit reading of the text themselves, the key practice that is being taught is that the the cultivation of the clear light, the innate mind of clear light. And similarly, in the Tibetan instructions on Vajrayana, advanced Vajrayana teachings, you will also find emphasis placed upon the practices that are focused on the cultivation of this innate mind of clear light. So when the practitioner is focused single-pointedly on the cultivation of this innate mind of clear light, then there, the primary, you know, form of practice is that of single-pointedness and placement meditation or absorption meditation. And in that state, in fact, any application of discursivity or analytic meditation is discouraged, because, you know, when you are cultivating the innate mind of clear light, you're not taking innate mind as the object of your meditation, but rather you are cultivating your mind to take the form of this innate, to arrive at this innate state of mind. Therefore, it is similar to the kind of practice you find in cultivation of compassion, where compassion is not the object, but rather you are cultivating compassion within your mental state. So, therefore, when you are actually engaged in the actual practice of cultivating the innate mind of clear light, the primary form it takes is that of single-pointedness and absorption with no discursivity. And in contrast to that, a standard meditation on emptiness takes emptiness as its object, just as in the case of meditation on no self. So where you have a subject-object distinction, and your state of mind takes emptiness as the object and deepens your understanding of that. And this is not the way in which innate mind of clear light meditation takes form. The innate mind of clear light meditation takes the form of that of single-pointedness and absorption. So this is an important point. And furthermore, even in Nagarjuna's own writings, when the final nature of phenomena, which is emptiness, is described, emptiness is often characterized as the truth that is free of all conceptual elaborations. And it is the transcendence of all conceptual elaborations. And therefore, for example, in Bhava Viveka's commentary on Nagarjuna's Fundamental Wisdom of the Middle Way, he emphasizes that when you cultivate deep insight into the nature of emptiness, then your understanding must, you know, have as its content a mere negation, a non-affirming mere negation without any implication of affirming anything, something. So the experience of emptiness must take the form of this total absence, mere absence, with no affirmation or implied affirmation of any kind. Therefore, in some texts, we find expressions such as, just as the object, emptiness, the truth, is beyond all conceptual elaborations, the subjective experience of that takes the form of not grasping at anything. And this is important, because if there is even a tiniest element of implied affirmation, then this will result in grasping on emptiness. And Nagarjuna points out in his Fundamental Wisdom of the Middle Way that the clinging to emptiness as an absolute is an irreparable view. And similarly, Nagarjuna warns against grasping at emptiness in his hymn to the Buddha, the world transcendent, as well. So this is, one needs to avoid any tendency to affirm something in the aftermath of negation. So when meditating on emptiness, and this is also the key point being emphasized in Satya Pandita's line when he talks about the freedom from the four clingings. He says that when there is grasping, there is no view. If there is a grasping, there is no view. So that is also the kind of similar point being made. So, and for just as when you have a muddied water, you know, if you continue to stir it, then you will never be able to see the actual clarity of the water itself. And therefore, you know, the way in which you can see the clarity of the water is to simply let the water rest, and you know, by itself. And if you allow the water to rest by itself, then the dust will, the dirt will settle down, and then the clarity of the water will shine through. Similarly, when you are cultivating this innate mind of clear light, any form of discursivity in that actual meditation practice, any form of discursivity becomes an obstacle, because it would have this comparable effect of just muddying the thought processes. So when you are cultivating the innate mind of clear light, the primary approach has to be that of simply resting your mind in its natural state. So we find such expressions in the you know, for example, this is the primary approach we find in Dzogchen Atiyoga practice, where they have a discussion of what is referred to as the leap over, breakthrough practice, Tekchu practice, where the primary approach is that of absorption with no discursivity. Similarly, in the Mahamudra teaching, the Great Seal teaching, there are, one speaks of placing one's mind in its natural state, uncontrived, in its uncontrived natural state, and so this is the primary the mode of guiding the practitioner in the Mahamudra approach as well. So now, even here, for example, in the case of Dzogchen practice, you know, the cultivation of insight into emptiness in the standard Madhyamaka approach is essential, because the Dzogchen practice of Trekchu, breakthrough, presupposes a certain preliminary practices. And the preliminary practice involves what in the Dzogchen language refers to as searching for the processes of minds, you know, coming into arising, abiding, and dissolution. And in this, which is the preliminary practice to the main Dzogchen meditation, this preliminary practice essentially involves a standard meditation on emptiness in the way in which Nagarjuna's text present, which would involve critical, analytic, and discursive activity to really use reasoning faculty to, you know, probe deeper into the nature of reality. So the Dzogchen practice of breakthrough Tekchu already presupposes that the individual has gone through this critical discursive approach into understanding emptiness. Similarly, in the Mahamudra approach of Kagyu, one speaks of a single-pointedness. This is the component of shamatha, calm abiding. One speaks of total, you know, absence of elaborations. This is the comparable dimension of meditation on emptiness in the standard Nagarjunan style. And then on the basis of these two, then one speaks of single taste, which is the actual practice of the innate mind of clear light. We also find similar instructions in the Sakya Lamdre approach, where although the actual meditation itself takes the form of and single-pointed absorption with no discursivity, but as part of the preparatory stages in the Sakya instruction, one speaks of the three stages of appearances. And in these three stages of appearances, again, the individual practitioner goes through the cultivation of shamatha, calm abiding, and also penetrative insight on emptiness in the standard Nagarjunan model of, you know, employing discursivity. Now, you know, therefore, although there might be some very exceptional instances where, a teacher and a disciple with very strong karmic bonds and have very strong kind of, you know, bond of affinity where a teacher on the basis of a single instruction may be able to, you know, introduce the nature of Rigpa in the Dzogchen sense, this pristine awareness on the basis of a mere single instruction. But this is just almost just a logical possibility, you know. This is just a logical possibility, very rare, although such possibilities do exist. But for most of us, you know, one has to go through the preliminary one has to go through the understanding of emptiness, first cultivated on the basis of discursive analytic processes by using Nagarjunian approach, and then on that basis we'll then be able to engage into the cultivation of innate mind of clear light. We also find similar statements in Tsongkhapa's writing as well. For example, in one of his text on completion stage, Ringa Denzo, completion stage upon a single, within a single setting, single sitting, it's a text in which Tsongkhapa speaks about, there is one specific section of the text where he talks about how one needs to focus on the enhancement of the great bliss while for the time being leaving neutral the meditation on emptiness. So he, even in Tsongkhapa's writing, we find such similar statements. So it is in this way one needs to understand, you know, the significance and the meaning of such statements as, you know, placing one's mind naturally in its state, uncontrived, and so on. Because otherwise, you know, if one's understanding of, you know, very particularity of a certain teaching such as Doha's is taken out of context with no background understanding of the overall Buddhist framework of the path, then there could be potential for misunderstanding. And it is this kind of misunderstanding Tsongkhapa is pointing out when he says that, you know, one's understanding of the profound view may be simply not more than just knowing nothing and, you know, perceiving nothing. And this is a possibility, because otherwise, I mean, one could say that, you know, the ability to, you know, place one's mind in a totally absence of thought, that in itself is not a great deal, because someone with no advanced mental training may be able to simply just let go and be in that state. So that in itself is not a great achievement, and for some, there is a danger of confusing that kind of state of mind as constituting a high levels of realization of Dzogchen or uncontrived mind. In fact, this reminds me of a story. Once, soon after the major earthquake that hit San Francisco, someone I knew from San Francisco, I met him and I asked him, when the earthquake hit, were you afraid? And the person told me, no, actually, I had the experience of a Dzogchen, a sort of sense of wonder, you know, with absence of thought. Therefore, I didn't feel afraid. Now, you know, if that was a genuine experience of, you know, Dzogchen sense of wonder, it would be, I would say to him, congratulations. But the danger is that it could have been just a simple absence of thought. You know, he was totally caught off guard and was completely, you know, blanked out. And you know, that could be a form of fearlessness, but then that's not, you know, that's just a simple absence of thought with, you know, just totally off guard. And if one mistakes that kind of experience as a advanced, you know, Dzogchen realization, then there is a real danger of misunderstanding, because that kind of experience will have no power to undermine our deeply ingrained grasping at self-existence and inherent existence, whereas a genuine experience of Dzogchen Rigpa, the pristine awareness,
is... Yeah. 까미주 사크셔 요뇨 리과 리과 상대에게 코랑 소화로 두고 전부 다 닝지 시우시 통인 것 정도가 남산 미주 쭉쭉쭉 그래 가지고 있는 지래 다딘 내말이샤 뭐냐라 지 리과 젠을 피해 냠용으로 걸어주 전부 가둬올려야 다 지금 튜나 다 지금 라골루브르 왜 취해 뒤에 뒤에 지금 튜나한 게, 딱 튜나서 너무 좋으래. 그러나 튜나한 게, 딱 튜나서 양 치기 양, 양, 딱 안에 게 커도 치기 양, 시시하게 맞아. 양, 양, 우메슝도 되냐, 몽구시아지 양, 라이 용구로 봐야. 쟤네, 쟤네 와간다, 지금 니 탐자로 루브르에 쳐야 되, 예, 심이 싸대 써야 돼. 심이 싸대 써야 돼. 도둑이 쉽송이야 돼. 심이 싸대 써야 돼. 타녀도 여랑새 매배 가면 되래. 지다와 되네, 이번 인도산에. 딘딘데베 고아 숙심을 내 인도산에 춘한 그 샹왕도 송대베 심전래야 아니 다 맞아 우문주변에 숨어있나 미밀루베 닝지 사야되래 미밀루베 닝지 쑥 타고지 랑강 한게 깨야지 유구여서래 그래서 언제든지 남사 전주 쓰이거래 전주 죽으래야 닝지 쑥 쉽게 임도 쓰는 게
So a genuine experience of Dzogchen, pristine awareness, is as Dotrub Rinpoche describes in one of his writings. It says that a genuine experience of pristine awareness would be like opening an eye of a person whose eyes have been obscured, like a kind of through a surgery. So when that happens, then you don't need any other further conditions to be able to see. So when your eyes are open, that very act allows you to see whatever comes into the field of your vision. So when that kind of experience takes place, then Dr. Rinpoche explains that then whatever appears within the field of your experience, they will appear to you as manifestations of this basic awareness. And with no sense of grasping, with no sense of clinging, and therefore built in this insight is the Madhyamaka insight, the middle way philosopher's insight, that everything is mere designation, everything is mere label. And therefore, this kind of realization will have the power to undermine our deeply ingrained clinging to self-existence and inherent existence. This also reminds me of what Anzin Rinpoche once told me. He was an Amdo master, practitioner of Dzogchen, and he's now... Chamdo. He's from Chamdo, and he's now no longer with us. But he once told me, I had several discussions with him, and he once told me that when, as a result of his meditation on open presence, Rigpa Sangtel, the experience of pristine awareness in the form of open presence, he told me that every time this experience occurs, tears would naturally come to his eyes. And what this suggests is that, you know, a genuine experience of that kind will have the capacity to, you know, naturally bring forth the, you know, compassion for all other sentient beings. Because someone with that kind of deep insight will have the understanding that all the diversity that we experience in the world are really manifestations coming out of this basic awareness, yet sentient beings are caught in this web of diverse complexity and without awareness of where this multiplicity of experiences is coming from, and then cling on to these discrete realities. So someone with that kind of experience will have a very powerful compassion for sentient beings. So this is true because in Dodrup Chen's writings, often he uses the language terms, such terms as shime, no foundation, no basis, or no ground, groundlessness, and satel as total absence. So these points towards the insights that we find in Chantakirti's writing, where he talks about the advanced level of compassion as being non-objectifying compassion.
So now, lunchtime.
So I just have to read a few more lines from there. So Tsongkhapa says that in all the essential points that bring about right view, I properly trained and cut off doubts. Having thought about this, my goal has been good. You are very kind, O treasure of holy wisdom.